News now from AM 550, FM 99.9. WSAU.
Good morning. I'm Chris Conley with a web news update from WSAU AM and FM and WSAU.com. And this morning we remember Robin Williams, a suicide victim at age 63. A look back on his career with Fox News Radio's Jessica Rosenthal.
Stephen Simon produced What Dreams May Come back in the late 90s. It was a movie Robin Williams starred in.
I know his persona to the public was that crazy, goofy Mork from Ork. But in person, Robin was a much more serious-minded man. I always had a feeling of a guy who was, for lack of a word, better phrase, pursued by demons.
The movie at the time was about a man played by Williams whose wife kills herself, and he has to save her soul in the afterlife.
I know that he was very, very taken with the love story.
He says as serious as Williams was on set.
He was very generous with his fellow actors. He was very kind to the crew. And he was a real pro.
Jessica Rosenthal, Fox News Radio.
The driver of that sport utility vehicle that crashed on Friday, killing two 12-year-olds, is going to face criminal charges. Apparently, the driver was not licensed. Here's WSAU's Larry Lee.
The driver was a 16-year-old girl, and she appeared before Marathon County Judge Greg Huber for an initial appearance yesterday. The girl's name cannot be released since she is a juvenile, and the formal charges have not yet been filed. The charges will be filed by the district attorney tomorrow when the hearing continues. Three of the victims from the crash and one of their parents was in court during the hearing. The driver was ordered confined to home and placed on electronic monitoring. The family also must keep all vehicle keys away from the girl. Judge Huber will not be hearing the entire case. He recused himself since he knows the grandparents of one of the victims. Larry Lee, WSAU News.
Yesterday was the fifth anniversary of the disappearance of Kayla Berg. She was 16 when she took a ride from a family friend from Antigo to Wausau, and she hasn't been seen since. She would turn 21 later this month. The case has been profiled on TV crime shows. A $20,000 reward was offered, and she still hasn't been found. Friends and family gathered in Antigo yesterday. They released 500 balloons with her photograph and contact information. Anyone who knows something about Kayla's disappearance should contact Antigo PD, 627-6411. The mother of a black teenager fatally shot by police is pleading for calm. Some residents in Ferguson, Missouri have not been listening. Police in riot gear used tear gas to disperse crowds of protesters who took to the streets last night, a second straight night of unrest there. Officers have been called in from a dozen other jurisdictions to help control the rioting. Lawyers for the accused Colorado theater shooter want a special prosecutor to look into who leaked details to the media about their client's plans to commit mass murder. James Holmes' attorneys want the source of the leaks investigated as part of an effort to identify the law enforcement sources used for a Fox News story that was published online 5 days after the massacre in 2012. A vaccine for Ebola is taking a step forward. Could still be years away from approval, though. GlaxoSmithKline announced yesterday it will begin phase one testing of a drug in the coming months. An outbreak of Ebola in Western Africa has killed about 1,000 people. If the initial tests show promise, the vaccine could be fast-tracked for human trials and then for approval to the general public. WSAU News Time, 5:05. Here's our Newsline 9 forecast. I believe we have Justin Lowe back today.
Partly cloudy and breezy for today, feeling a bit like fall, a high of 73 with a northwest wind at 10 to 20 miles an hour. Tonight, clear to partly cloudy, some patchy fog possible, a low down to 52. On Wednesday, partly cloudy, an isolated shower or two possible with a high of 78. Thursday, partly or mostly sunny and pleasant, high 76. I'm Newsline 9 meteorologist Justin Lowe on AM 550, FM 99.9. WSAU.
Some areas did pick up some more rain overnight. The forecast is going to be comfortable if you're headed out today, the opening day of Farm Technology Days in Plover. I'm Chris Conley, WSAU News.